3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. I hear it is yet another warm welcome to another episode of the DSTV Pod. It's cold in July, but it is a warm welcome. I'm hoping that with the great stuff that I've got for you, I can get you all warmed up, because I have an exclusive interview with one of the actors from Shaka Ilembe, and he's born in Zimbabwe.
Oh, that's nice.
But first of all, my name is Larry Kwederai, and every 2 weeks, you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and its associated products, where I give you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. And on today's show, I have an incredible interview with the Zimbabwe-born actor, Ernest Ndlovu, who appears on Shaka Ilembe as one of the actors. I also tell you some exciting Premier League on DSTV news, as well as the return of the Multi-Choice Talent Factory. Yes, it's back, baby. Hi, all this and more. Let's get into the pod. Yee, guys, Shaka Ilembe is on. Shaka Ilembe, it's on, guys. It's been a riveting couple of weeks so far. The journey is exciting, going with the characters and so forth. And some really brilliantly written African content for the global market. So I had the singular fortune, right, of interviewing Zimbabwe-born actor Ernest Ndlovu, who plays Jama, who is Senzanga Khona's father, on the epic show. Ubaba Ernest has been on so many roles, including Ngwebedla on Isibaya, the show that used to be Mzansi Magic, and Kamuga on Gomora, which is still currently on Mzansi Magic. And I had a wonderful chat with him. So let's hear what he had to say.
New and exciting.
What is it like playing this particular character?
Yo, it's a mammoth task, man. It's quite huge, eh? And a privilege, I think, being able to be King Jama, because I mean that's where it all started, before King Shaka was born. You know, that's Jama's legacy right there.
You're almost speaking at the origin aspect, the origin story, the backstory. Most people start at the point of Shaka when they talk about Shaka. Maybe they'll talk about Senzanga Khona, but you go a little bit behind. What was the preparation like for that kind of origin story?
Look, I think it had to do with the production team in terms of what they wanted to narrate out there, you know, which is, I think, is quite critical for people to understand that Shaka is a background. Shaka, you know, where he originates from, I think it's quite critical. And also the fact that, you know, there were different kingdoms at that point before Shaka was born. And King Jama being King Jama, the father of Senzanga Khona, you know, the seed that planted this seed that we discuss in Shaka Ilembe. So I think it was quite critical for the producers to actually educate people that as different tribes, you know, they were these little kingdoms, you know, here and there. Although there were more others that were more powerful than others, like the Mthethwas and the Zwides, you know, the Ndwandwes, you know. So, yeah, I think it's really an insight, which is actually, I think, very welcome for quite a lot of people to understand, you know, which is an opportunity that we haven't had with the past, you know, and the history that's been narrated to us over the years.
Do you think that stems from the fact that this is an African story written for Africans?
I think it is. I think it is. And I think it lays a foundation in terms of history, you know, that we do understand. I mean, it also, for me, I think quite an important element in terms of us as Africans to understand who we are, our identity. How did all this happen? I think it's quite critical.
Why is it important for these kind of stories to be told by Africans in their own context?
I think what is critical is that, you know, we know that the migration of a lot of us is from up north, people coming down south. So I think critically, I mean, for instance, for someone from my age, these kind of things were never really spoken about in terms of history, you know, which literally says, you know, you don't really know who you are. And I think it's quite critical in that aspect that, you know, it actually tells us, you know, our own origins, our own beginnings and our own kings as well. And the type of kingdoms that we had, you know, and the rule of law and so many things that actually happened, and the relationships between these different tribes, these groups of people.
And then you talk about migration. You were born in Zimbabwe. How do you think this story resonates with the people back in Zimbabwe?
I think it's quite important, because, I mean, if you look at how, for instance, my heritage is Swati, all right? Mm. And how it actually happens that in terms of what happened, I think it's going to be told at some point in terms of Shaka Ilembe, the origins of Mzilika Zikamashobana, who we know originates from here. You know, so that migration of people with my forefathers as well were part of that migration with King Mzilika. I think it's quite critical for people in Zim at this particular time to actually understand what actually happened, how we ended up there, you know, up north. So, yeah, I think it's an important element of the story as well.
And then going back to Jamet, are there any aspects of him that you think you relate to, the things that you know you could see from his character that, oh, I see myself a lot in that?
Yeah, I think he was a kind human being, because if you look at the daughters that he had, Mkabayi and Mama, and what we told is that at that particular point, if you had a set of twins, one of the twins had to be killed. I'm sorry to use that strong language, but he actually said he wasn't going to do that, you know, and a lot of people actually looked at that, because, I mean, it was seen as either a bad omen if he didn't do that. But he felt that, you know, the love that he had for his, he couldn't actually make that choice to say, I'm going to get rid of one of my daughters. So I think that humanity side of things, I think we share that quite a lot, because I love my kids as well, you know. I think he was quite a wise guy. I don't know if I'm that wise, but I think he was really, really wise.
And so finally, what do you say to the fans in Zimbabwe? In fact, do you often come to Zimbabwe at all?
I do once in a while, because, I mean, I have a family there. I think people should keep on watching. People should keep watching. I think it's really going to be an interesting story going forward. And you miss it. You left out, you know, and I believe it's really, really, really quite critical for all of us to actually have a look, so that we understand and we become proud, we take pride in ourselves of who we are. I think it's quite critical, yes. Aww.
If you're a DSTV premium customer, there's no reason you shouldn't add Showmax to your DSTV bill. It won't cost a thing.
That's good news.
Yeah, DSTV premium customers get Showmax at no extra cost. Get local Showmax originals, box sets, and shows you won't find anywhere else for nothing. Don't believe us? We'll show you.
Really?
Download the MyDSTV app now to add Showmax to your bill and get all of Showmax and none of the cost with DSTV Premium.
Hello, my name is Nkosi Ncube. I'm an award-winning filmmaker and an alumnus of the MultiChoice Talent Factory class of 2021. This is just a call to encourage other young upcoming filmmakers to apply for the Talent Factory, because we do have a shortage of skilled talent in our film industry and in our television industry. Part of the benefits of being part of the MultiChoice Talent Factory is, first of all, you build a relationship with the local MultiChoice office, and secondly, you build a network with the people that you go to the Talent Factory with, and because there's such a wide range of skills, you get to learn from other people, and those are skills that you can use further in your career. And thirdly, the experience is wonderful, because you get to live outside of your own comfort zone for a while, and it's an incredible cultural exchange program that you can be a part of. But above all, it's just being in the same space with people who live, breathe, and eat story like you do. So this is just an encouragement to everybody who is eligible to apply for the Talent Factory. And in case you need anything, feel free to contact either the local MultiChoice office or myself, and we can help you with your application.
Now,
so the call for the MultiChoice Talent Factory 2024 is open. Javugbash. And if you are into film, that is an opportunity that is just for you. The deadline is 14 July 2023. The benefits have already been articulated. Just go to www.multichoicetalentfactory.com and apply. Chingoye ndashamwari. Zvogona kuita ndikana wadzoka tongoti, I'm a filmmaker manyama aya. And if you're not the one to do it, Taura Shamariaku, tell a friend, okay? And cinematographers, screenwriters, producers, and more are invited. You know what I mean? Others have benefited, and we had a few winners before from Zimbabwe, as said by MTF director Nwabisa Machumza, after some of our Zimbabwean winners excelled from last year.
The greatest thing about the Multi-Choice Talent Factory is seeing young women such as Yvonne Feresu and Chimwemwe Chipitsa making a mark for themselves. Our two female Zimbabwean students have done amazingly well over the last year, and we couldn't be prouder. I cannot wait to see the impact that they will have on the Zimbabwean television landscape. They're extremely brilliant, and Yvonne Ferris is one of our award-winning students. She was in the top three of her class, and we are truly excited for her and what she will be doing for the African film industry. So congratulations, Yvonne, and congratulations, Chimwemwe. Keep flying the MTF flag very high.
So guys, it's free. Mahala aupatali lutho apana chauno badara. Nguva yako chete, isikhathi sakho kuphela. Okay? Others have benefited. Why not you? Remember the deadline, 14 July 2023. www.multichoicetalentfactory.com. Go and apply.
Now.
Ha! My friends and family yako in South Africa can pay for your DSTV subscription in rands at all ShopRite, Checkers, and Pick and Pay outlets or any Kazang Pay Point. They'll just need to request a pay at bill payment from the cashier when they name your package that they'll be paying for. And check that the country code 11687 is used before the first 10 digits of your smart card number. Keep the family engaged and connected to the power of great entertainment.
Now this is a big one. Ichichakaipa, as Daza D would say. The 2023-2024 season of the English Premier League, wait for it, will be available, yes we know, but what are you about to find out? On all DSTV packages, on all your devices. How big is that?
So we need to read all of this in the next 30 seconds, okay?
All of it? Do they really offer all this?
Yep, let's give it a go.
All the goals, clashes and moments. All of Rashford, Salah and Saka. All 380 games, all in HD. Available in all the languages you want, on all the devices you enjoy. And choose the package you want and afford. From $13. T's and C's apply. The Premier League, all on DSTV.
So, you get access to some of the Premier League matches from Access and Family Bouquets. That is to say, from just $13 a month, you can watch the likes of Salah, Saka, Haaland with those tactics from Pep, Arteta, Klopp, Pochettino, right? The league kicks off on 11 August with promoted Burnley against Manchester City. That is a Vincent Kompany against Jimdara, Cheki Chambum, Manisa ground, Pep Guardiola. And the biggest match of the weekend, Madara, the newly coached Chelsea, Pochettino. What is he going to do against Klopp? You know, that's going to be happening on the 13th of August. So if you get and stay connected to DSTV, you can get access to those matches. Remember, the English Premier League on all DSTV packages, on all your devices. Get and stay connected to DSTV. And remember, you can make all your payments via Mukuru.
Need an easier way to pay your DSTV account? There's Mukuru for that. DSTV payments can be made at over 200 Mukuru branches and booths across all towns in Zimbabwe, from Harare to Mutare, Kwekwe to Kariba. Plus, pay as little as $1 in fees when paying with Mukuru. Simply WhatsApp +263 867 700 9604 and select the buy pay option to get started. Mukuru.
And finally, some sad news. We in Zimbabwe, first of all, we had the passing of a religious leader, the Zaija founder, Ezekiel Guti, at the age of 100. And then in South Africa, producer, writer, and director Tebogo Mahlatsi died on Monday, 3 July. He was an executive producer on Bomb Productions and co-created cult classic Yizo Yizo Mzansi Magic's Isibaya. He also executive produced telenovelas The Road and Isithembiso. He was 52. May their dear souls rest in peace. And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, or even just want to say, is Ndebe Odubo Unjan? Yeah? Just, you know, that's also nice. We also like to hear greetings and stuff like that. Well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it's at DSTV Zimbabwe. Remember to keep checking the socials to make sure you're updated on great content coming your way, as well as promotions. You can also tag me with hashtag DSTV Pod on Twitter at Quirirai. Not on social media, well, just email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. That includes who you would like to have us interview next. Drop us a line on all those contacts. Otherwise, get and stay connected to DSTV. And as I say, from where I come from, Asilwe Siyasebenza. My name is Larry Quirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now, and thanks so much for listening.